This is the Composer's Datebook for October 6th. I'm John Burge. The first performance of the Liebeslieder, or Love Song, Waltzes for piano four hands by Johannes Brahms took place on today's date in 1869. The performers were two distinguished soloists, pianist-composer Clara Schumann and Hermann Levy, a famous conductor. But in fact, the Liebeslieder waltzes were intended for amateur musicians to play. These popular scores provided Brahms with some steady income, certainly more than he earned from performances of his symphonies, which some of his contemporaries considered difficult new music. Brahms wrote to his publisher, "I must admit that for the first time I grinned at the sight of a work of mine in print. Moreover, I gladly risk being called an ass if our Liebeslieder don't give more than a few people pleasure." Some much more recent piano music, designed for amateur performers, was collected into a volume titled Carnegie Hall Millennium Piano Book. This volume was conceived by composer Ellen Tafe Zwillich and the artistic director of Carnegie Hall, Judith Aaron. They were concerned about the lack of contemporary piano works that intermediate-level piano students could perform. So they commissioned 10 suitable piano pieces from composers ranging from Milton Babbitt and Elliot Carter to Chen Yi and Tan Dun. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.